Let me bring in ACC George Hamilton. Morning to you, Assistant Chief Constable. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you believe there was paramilitary involvement in that violence at the weekend, or did it just happen?
Well, it seems to just happen. Undoubtedly, there would have been members of paramilitary groups there protesting, but there's no information that we have that suggests that they're sent by their organisations or there on behalf of their organisations. But it's our belief that there would have been members of paramilitary groups in that protest activity. The problem that we had on Friday night was actually there was a complete lack of cohesion, leadership, coordination. It was a group of people who organised, appeared to be disorganised, but the one thing that they had in common was a violent intent against the police in order to try to get that parade through Royal Avenue. Now, I'm not saying that everyone that was present at Royal Avenue had violent intent, but certainly a very significant number, if not a majority of people that were there, had. There was no semblance whatsoever of people actually going to the points or taking up any sort of structured protest as they had notified to the Parades Commission. It just didn't happen.
I think the police are being left hung out to dry here. Politicians can't sort it, therefore you look at battered every time. Stand in the middle of it. Take it.
Well, we do, but I have to say the messages of support that we've had from right across the community about how the police were treated and given support to the police has been encouraging for us. But yeah, once again, because of a lack of broader agreement across society, then the police are stuck in the middle trying to uphold the rights of all concerned, and it appears that there's significant groups who are not taking any responsibility along with the rights that they have.
And what is your assessment of the leadership, the political leadership that is being given at the moment?
Well, that's for others to comment upon. I would say is that the parading...
If you're a senior police officer and some of your police officers are getting injured and hurt because there hasn't been a political solution, surely it's for someone like you to stand up tall and say they're failing.
Well, there is a need for a broader solution to the parading issue that is largely political. And I do think that the police have a legitimacy in speaking into that debate. There's no question about that. There's no simple solution to this, or we would have found it by now. But one thing I do know is that policing is not the solution of itself. All we can simply do is react and stick to our principles. And we are very clear about our mission and our purpose in all of this, which is to uphold the law and to uphold the rights of all concerned and to bring those responsible for breaking the law before the courts. We're doing that very effectively. The courage, the tenacity, the resilience of our officers is something that we're very proud of. And we'll continue to focus on the policing piece. And when it comes to a point where a policing perspective needs to speak into the political debate about the solutions to parading, we'll be there and ready to make our contribution.
No doubt Michael Copeland from the Ulster Unionist Party would ask if you're proud of who he says kicked him. A police officer, he claims, kicked him. Attacked his wife, he claims, and told him to get back to his slum.
Yeah, well, Michael was there in the middle of a riot. I'm not saying that he was participating in it, but we were in a very severe public disorder scenario at the time. I don't know what the details of that are. I do have confidence in the Office of the Police Ombudsman. I don't want to do or say anything that's going to prejudice their investigation. It's regrettable that Michael has found himself in a position
it
where
wouldn't prejudice their investigation. That's a cop-out. It would not prejudice their investigation whatsoever because they can make a determination no matter what you say today. There's a member of the Legislative Assembly. Imagine if an MP in the United Kingdom claimed that a police officer told him or her to get back to their slum. It's an incredibly serious allegation made against one of your officers.
Well, look, we are going to be doing a major investigation around the events of Friday night ourselves in terms of who did what, to whom and when. We'll do that, and those that there's evidence against, we'll bring them before the courts. The Ombudsman will fulfil their responsibility now that the MLA has made his complaint, and I'm not going to prejudge the outcome of that. What I saw on Friday night...
Yeah, but hold on one second, George. The Chief Constable of Northern Ireland has said publicly that he has little sympathy for someone in the middle of a riot. He has little sympathy for an elected representative being in the middle of that, does he?
Well, he also said in exactly the same sentence, if anybody has any concerns with police actions, they can contact the Ombudsman, and he won't stand over bad behaviour. That's our position. We don't stand or defend
bad policing.
What
did he mean by saying that he had little sympathy for anyone? He was talking about Michael Copeland in the middle of a riot. Do you want elected representatives on the ground or not? Or do you want them to stay away? Which?
The Chief Constable was talking in the context of us having 56 officers injured, one of them unconscious in Royal Avenue with bricks coming over the heads of the paramedics while they were trying to resuscitate him.
And in
that context, I think it's perfectly acceptable for the chief constable to say that the police are stuck in the middle. If people are there, there was nobody compelling anybody to stay on Royal Avenue. There was no kettling going on.
So in that
Michael Copeland and anybody else could have left at any time.
In that type of situation, do you want elected representatives to leave?
No, what we want is people to take responsibility for their actions. If people are notifying protest activity, then they have a responsibility to organise that in a peaceful and lawful manner.
That's not the question, Assistant Chief Constable.
And not to exercise the rule of...
Is it helpful for politicians to be on the ground or not?
Well,
in that type of situation?
That's a matter for politicians. What I can say
is... It's not. It's a matter for the police to issue guidance. Do you want them there or not?
Stephen, if you let me reply, it might help. For community representatives and political representatives to be on the ground often helps these situations. It often diffuses scenarios. It becomes a channel of communication with the police. But that should not be used in place of those who have notified protest activities or taken responsibility for actually delivering peaceful, lawful protest. We didn't see any of that from any of the groups who notified their intention to protest on Friday night. So there's two different issues at play here.
Can you go on taking this?
Well, I think, you know, we've had a large number of officers injured on Friday night. Since the start of the year, we've had over 300 officers injured. That is unsustainable. The fact that society is allowing that to happen is a concern for us. But actually, what I'm seeing is huge tenacity and resilience and courage from our officers. Many of the officers injured on Friday night went straight back onto the front line. Some who didn't actually stood down on Friday night and were back on duty at 5 o'clock on Saturday morning to go to Derry, Londonderry, to uphold the right of people to parade, and they've wanted to protest as well. What I'm saying is huge tenacity and resilience from our officers, and I'm extremely proud of them.